Greg.
Right.
Okay, here we go. Greg is bombastic. He just fascinates me to no end. And again, I can't even read what I wrote about you, but I'm going to let you demonstrate how bombastic you actually are. Give it up.
Thank you, Francesca, and closing eyes. It's wonderful. Did everybody enjoy the rain?
Yeah.
Keep it his. In immediacy, the smell of our wax marks on the table gag us. I bought rose thinking you would hate me even more for it. I recall each hum in the icebox where you had not yet died. The best part about a cold suffocation, feeling your eyeballs freeze up. And we're all dead on the table and can't save you. Before the slaying, I removed your tattoos and melted your hair with hydrochloric acid. At the third bell, you woke up from a dream with my voice echoing to you and saw small insects moving around on the sheets. Now you're awake and dreaming of your limbs every 5 minutes. Your back was the thick sky. The birds stare longer at the sky before leaping in, but they have wings. You have a decapitated skull. So I was debating what to read tonight, and really it all comes down to a mischief night in Philadelphia in 2009. Yesterday evening, I was walking in South Philadelphia, and I got egged. It was actually a really cool experience because it's kids having fun. You don't want to mess with that. You know? Hunchback poem. I'm waiting for him to step out the door so I can follow him for a block or two, wielding a claw for him and struggling to keep up, but not struggling too hard since I will definitely reach him and tear open a quality of his that he cherishes. Though I can't say which part now, but as I'm standing under the moon's reflections from the sheathed buildings erupting from the pavement, like my own magnificence, my hands quiver and I feel I will know feelings of murder, revenge, satisfaction soon, as remainders, and we are like bunches of taxis who will stop their cars one block down from you and I, shake their heads, move along, ready to spot the live ones, for I am dead too and will be long gone too, bending around other sunken corners, new fragments and saps itching my skull. October 21st, 2009, thinking about chainsaw massacres in Texas. There is the sound of the moon, but it does not phase my morning. The lump sat around me like a ring does not care back. Three Puerto Rican girls tricked me into thinking I thought them a fool. I can't think of anything I'd rather be being right now. A man walks down the street with a sword made of green glass. A hunter scatters his shadow across the roofs of buildings. In a many days cycle, we have learned that we don't know our own apathy. We probably never will. There are cinders in the sky. This is another of your mornings with unchecked parts lingering. It is everyone's goal to teach, but no one wants to admit. The teachers are as muzzled as the students. The students run around scramming for more time and scrambling our shields. The adults are silenced goons where we once saw monitors who could love. We carry our love around like a child. Even if it's hearts, stills, we still carry. Before long, burdening smiles continue. The sly fox sits in a wooden grove. I gave you a container of honey to ward away our spirit animals. No thank you or cast glance. You have succeeded in dribbling. I want to wrap you in my arms and explain the meaning of cut lungs. The voice on the announcer box sounds like baritone mosquito, and parts of me beg for it, parts of parts of parts of them, us in the mechanic's garage tweaking or being stored on meat hooks. Killer Bean, October 29th, 2009. A security guard watched it all happen. I am the crown prince that no one knows. Social workers watched me get dragged away. I've heard enough of these translations. Inside the bag, the fleshy parts were fresh. cold rooms and cold lights on all sides. The top makes the bottom and sets me up. I've heard enough of your peace and your meals, a fork with prongs bent north than south. There was once a man who tried to save me. There was once a woman who tried to save me. Silhouettes creeping about to smuggle you. Our best friends are the ones we don't know. Crying in the biggest open lot in the world. He didn't know he was going to get it. She didn't know he would get it over with. Do you understand grated portals? Life comes to me in portmanteaus, bass drums. It was all fine and okay until the walk. How do we get through these fragrant signs? Then there was a dance and they paired me. It could have been metal works and mayhem. I stepped on her toes and she howled. Are we all dogs when it comes down to the what? There is so much noise that needs silencing. We all have problems no one recognizes. Drop-kicked into the funnel of highlands. Launched through a world of pine and birch. It wasn't a thorough search, but it bled. That great, raspy howl at such a young age. I remember the first night and all the nights. There was never room to protest it. Here we all look at each other in the eyes. There was never any room to walk out. Our corneas seethe and the pressure unfolds. All we know is the happy seated position. I will rip everyone's eyes from their sockets. October 27, 2009. Where bodies hide. Inspired by the cult classic, The Hills Have Eyes. Frolicking hills, hills with faces, pawing hills, hills screeching, hills with closed eyes, hills swallowing up consciousnesses, hills swallowing hills, hill trucked, hills rotting in the fridge, hills carried away by mutant ants who have big mouths and breathe fire. The ants from Dead Child's Pass, inspired by the cult classic, The Lost Skeleton of Cadaver. Ants! Ants are super strange beings, but from the beginning of a human's world experience, they take on a fascinating quality. They are a reciprocal species that understands positive and negative, but definitely present relationships that are necessary modes of exploring what life has to offer. When a human child puts its hand down into a dirt-clumped fortress, the ants swarm with their fiery swagger. The child retreats out of the pain of the ants. The fear of the ants as a whole is a later association. Don't you remember staring at the ants in late childhood? Maybe around 11 or 12 or 13 at the latest? And knowing they were red and dangerous, but messing around with them anyway? There are rarely any unassociated pains. When we encounter them frequently when young, it is too early to know how we associate. Don't you wish you could go create things with the ants? Disassociate your pains for once, you old idiot. Okay. Witches brew. We were watching The Crucible. This happened in Olney High School. By the way, that's the preface. We were watching The Crucible, the Winona Ryder version. Bodies spilling over desks. Common sights are rare. If only I could wake them. Each student's pen is a cause, but there is no alarm. Leadership. Tetsubo's secret smile. More things than we know. A careful plan. Leave frog on spoon. Your skills will be woken, aroused to consciousness. Ancient hymns and foragings. To keep you from your hoodie. A dusty, settled feeling. We are those with empties. Zero bellies and zero nutrition. We bring our necks up, like cranes arching the sun. While the devil took hold in the form of a Puritan coma. Does it work with new slouches? Doctor, your frizzy hair begs a newfound sense of comeuppance. A new sense of conjuration. Fashions to summon spirits. Obscenities, sight, smiles. New spirit of the clouds. When do we get better? You asked us under our turned-out lights. We were not listening like always, like forever. A Massachusetts man would cower, and a woman would startle. This art is like others, is quicksand. Even movies have dying gasps. Even beards grow lint. But while that goes, know she will still come in the blackest and will slash you for your betrayal. It will be red like four cherries and their ounce of fruit blood. October 29th, 2009, The Blob. There was once a bubbling fire in the school, and all the merry children that neared it were melted into a giant mass without being able to feel the heat work on them. There were many flames for this group, and the children got very sick with the stickiness.